God's not dead, he's merely hiding. You can see him in the morning when the sun is rising. Reed's not good and God's not dead. Don't care what Nietzsche or Ayn Rand said. The blood of every man is red, and I'm not going to war. They justify all the things they do with convoluted logic, and waves still pound upon the sand, and will when they're gone. God's not dead, he's merely hiding. You can see him in the morning when the sun is rising.
You can build a. It is time for a weekly visit from our favorite social, political, and metaphysical commentator, Les Visible. He writes several blogs right around the globe that expresses reality as it is seen from beyond that smoky mirror of spin and deception, with a style and candor that cuts deep, separating, as it were, the bone from the marrow. And here at Feet to Fire, we experience the audio edition with the powerful poetic delivery of his written message, with a style that you will love or hate, depending upon your desire to be alive and awakened to the light of truth, or remain asleep in the darkness of delusion. Let us take a trip across the pond to somewhere in Europe, and this week's comments from Les Visible.
Hello! Greetings, my dear friends, and welcome to the Saucer Pod and Visibilandia. Tonight we are in the Saucer Pod and hovering over, well, the reality of easy journey to other planets. Because let's face it, whatever's going on down here, for most of us, does not relate to something that we find highly attractive. But sooner or later, the dawn must break. And that is what we're all waiting upon. Tonight you get a bit of extemporaneous off the cuff from Visible, because Visible was unable to really take notes today concerning the radio show. Visible has been, well, relapsing and having all kinds of problems because he's been through two of the worst weeks of his life, but tomorrow he'll return to the upwardly mobile individual that he once was 2 weeks ago. Anyway, I've had problems with my text, so that's one of the reasons I haven't been able to write any posts. Some letters were changed to other letters. I could not type double letters. I could not backspace more than once. Sometimes I could not see what I typed. I did something that really upset some people who are connected to, for some strange reason, this character called Mothman. And there are a number of them, but they're from another either dimension or area of existence. And they were all over my computer. God told me to do a certain thing in order to out them. And it really did. They were incensed. But God told me that further inquiry on their part would prove that such a thing was not true about me. Apparently this happened because a lot of the restrictions placed on me are not there any longer. It turned out that I got some substantial donations from the very same people prior to this, just before it all happened. Then, strangely, the highest donor sent me half of what he sent me the last time, just yesterday or the day before. Another thing that happened, in which they brought repeatedly to my eyes, was that I posted what someone said negatively about Aleister Crowley, and that I appeared to support it. The truth is that I usually post all comments, even negative, if they are not anonymous or with some kind of phony nickname. The fact is that I thought the early Crowley was very precise and inspired, but that in later times he was fairly corrupt. I have no way of knowing 100%. It's just how it looked to me. They're still all over my computer, and they erased all my recent movies. I don't know what to think. I bear them no ill will, even though they were principal players in two of the roughest weeks of my life. I've written my friend Robert Phoenix to see if he can find anything in my chart about when this brutal period might come to an end. I have somewhere to go, but I'm no longer sure about the wisdom of anywhere I might go. I have no idea who is going to come into my life once those who have been in my life for so long are no longer in my life on a day-to-day basis. Everything is about to change in a big way, and all I hear, well, Not all, but most of the time, what I hear from my invisible friends is, rely on me. Rely on me. I'm told that the more I can do this in every moment, the closer I am to everything I seek. I do believe that every event in my life, no matter how seemingly insignificant, is a special dealing of God with my soul. I was thinking only a few days before my blog sit there in obscurity like stray lumps of coal on, oh, the bathroom floor or the basement floor of an abandoned house, much like myself, crouched in the corner of a rock overhanging the Mongolian desert. Well, that's the price of wide obscurity. It's not what you did in this life that counts. It's how easily you're forgotten. I have pulled out a file of some of my poetry that I haven't looked at in a long time, and maybe I'll run some of that by you. So I apologize, as I say, for not having a whole lot to say. I'm in such a thoughtful mood that the performance end is being hindered somewhat. Anyway, here's a piece. The road to glory, the road to heaven's gate begins here on the dusty streets of this temporary world. How few they are who set forth in this darkness and are not distracted in their certitude of light. This miracle of faith, this breaking dawn within that will not be diminished or extinguished by the false light of this world, how grateful am I for the magnitude of you across the centuries of time. Your story cuts into my central core and reminds me of the way you walked and the land into which you came and the steadfast watch you give at the door, where you are in timeless waiting for my tardy footsteps to arrive. However inconsistent I may be, however held for a lifetime in the thrall of false adventure and the silly passions of whatever impersonating flower in momentary bloom, one day I will come out of this realm and pass through the wheel of fire, out of the burning worlds and horned masters of my frail and wounded heart, the bas-relief of hard-resisting masks, the overlay, upon the eternal blinding light that shall, as an orphan, come home at last. And here's something else I discovered today. It was about an ex-CIA station head musing. He's no longer employed, but of course he never quit that operation. And he's thinking, and this is what's going through his head. Mexican beaches, whiter than white, sprawled like a fat Cubano chick with her eyes on my wallet and her heart ready for anything. I told Negroponte it was a good idea. We'd loot her and turn her belly up for the pioneers. Big handshakes all around. Blood in and out of it seems to be going around. Looks like everyone you can push around has got to take your prong. Man, woman, child, it doesn't matter. They're going down. Lansky had the right idea, but it was a smaller scene, hot Latin behinds, cold white minds, endless stretching oasis of Calypigian fantasies, undulate, simmer, truck farm the world, I'll plow your North 40 with every beggar boy and girl, lazier than Gunga Din, one gigantic reservation of people that can't come in, some kind of issue to occupy the common mind. These refugees want our freedom, which would mean they think we have what? I love it on the rooftops, urinating and throwing rocks. Look at the savages scramble for it. It reminds me of something from a long time ago. Something, he worries the corner of his mouth. Something, I don't know, must have been a long time ago. Borders arbitrary and changing like a sidewinder's tracks through the Arizona desert. Wind takes care of that. Wind rain, come and come again. Sooner or later, and why? Cold breeze at the nape of the neck. And here is, I guess, one final piece. Hopefully I will make it through 15 minutes of talking about whatever comes to mind. This one's called Things. They want to sell things. It just doesn't matter what they are, just things, things that sell. The marketplace expands. It stretches beyond and into the place where you might have gone to escape from the confusion of things. More and more of them. Civilization is our reaction to pain. Comfort is the goal for a body that will not endure the pain that will come again. Separation is not the answer or the end in this tumult of activity for coagulated dust, object of worship, focus of lust. At what point did it occur that your eyes fixed on the ground and you could not look up again? Well, so it is here in this time of the most intense materialism we've possibly ever known, certainly within the present historical record, however tampered with and changed it has been by those who look to control history by telling you what history was, which, as we know, they lie, and they lie, and there is no lie too big, and there is no contempt so great that they cannot hold us in it. They really believe that they are at the top of the food chain when all they have done is turn themselves into garbage and cast away their immortal souls for what I cannot fathom. But then it's a difference in principles and values. Their idea of values is what they can touch and hold and keep from others, what they can covet and conceal. These are the degrees of focus or the states of focus to which they give their attention to. I never quite understand them. I mean, I can see how they are. I can see what they're up to. But I cannot quite grasp the point of it. To me, it looks like absolute and total insanity. And, of course, to them, I look like I'm totally insane. In fact, I was convinced for quite some time into my 20s that I was actually crazy, until such time as it dawned upon me, as so many things dawned upon me at a certain moment within the space of just a few hours, when such an amount of information and such passed into my mind as was greater than all I had received in the years prior. And I discovered that I was not the one who was crazy. They were the ones who are crazy. And it was such an incredible relief to me, while at the same time it made me a perpetual outcast in respect of the world as it presently exists. Now I am caught between residence in this world and my constant yearning for the other, where I do on occasion get to have brief visitations, but can never really remain in any consistent way because I have yet to achieve the personal state that makes me independent of residence here. Wow. Though I might even still appear to be here, I would not actually be here any longer. I would just seem to be. Just as this world seems to be, but isn't actually. What this world is a collective hallucination. Whatever the greatest amount of ignorance in the greatest amount of the public that they collectively agree is the reality in which we all reside is what appears to be, simply because there's more of them believing that than those who are not. And for those of us who don't believe it, well, then we need very, very strong faith. Excuse me. I picked up some kind of a bug about 10 days ago. I almost never get sick. Sometimes 10 years will go by, and it'll always be the same thing, something like this, and it'll linger around during periods of constant elimination, and then eventually it will just go away. I am on the other end of it, but, oh, it's taking its time. Anyway, I'm sorry to have taken up your time with some of my more obscure efforts. God knows I've got enough of those to use as a doorstop in a high wind at doomsday's gate. So let me leave you with those words I've heard over and over of late. Rely on me. Rely on me. If you are seeking the presence or any other feature of Godhead, reliance will get you there. It's the fast track to the divine. And we all want to be on the fast track to the divine, because if you're not on the fast track to divine, you're on the slow track to the divine, or just, I guess, the regular track to the divine. And both of those are infinitely or a great deal longer than the fast track. The fast track makes that the preeminent consideration on your part, not secondary, not occasional, like people who go to church on Sunday. No, that means that you're at it all the time. And if you're at it all the time, well then, it will come quickly. At least, that is the hope and expectation that those of us who are on the fast track are in the belief of. Oh, my friends, I'm sorry to have let you down the last couple of weeks and not put up a radio show. I'm not sure I would have been able to. These have been some very, very difficult times for me. And I can only hope that eventually it means the end of this kind of thing, you know, continuously going on. I mean, it's been some number of years now that this has been pretty much routine for me, and it's getting old. And it's making me old at the same time, even though I still feel like a young boy, and one might say I often behave like one, too. In any case, we've come to the end of another broadcast, and I'll see you next week if there is one. Rely on your higher nature. Live in your higher self as if your higher self were living in you, which it is, and soon enough, you will be aware of its presence. Much love, Lady Nature, and Tara, my love. Om Amitabha, hail Lord Jesus Christ, La ilaha il Allahu, Garyan Baha'u'llah, my deepest love to you, my Lord Ganesha. Good day, Lord Vivasan, aloha and adu!
God's not dead, he's merely hiding. You can see him in the morning when the sun is rising. God's not dead, merely hiding. You can see him in the morning when the sun is rising.
Feet to Fire is a production of IPS Media Works. On the OnSync Radio Network of Stations.